вечно таймак выйти, такого жака наказ, просто рекурвище, вылетаю рідний край, всіх, хто має крила, жде нас ясний небо край, жде вітчизна мила. Над сонним містом крила лебедів несуть у висоти чисті, розривай завісу сну, ніби павутину, плинь у неба глибину, в долю лебедину.
The words of 20th century poet Oles Bernik, and that song was called Eternal Mystery Calls Us, and it is one of many poems that he wrote during his lifetime, which was overshadowed by time spent in Soviet prison camps that were simply due to his religious and spiritual writings. Oles Bernik, don't know who the performers are, that was his poem, however, set to music. Вічна тайна кличе нас. Eternal mystery calls us. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. Говорить Павіна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Павіна. I'm delighted to have you with me another hour. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a review of a book that it's actually a collection of two essays written about the city of Lviv. And that, for those who know Ukrainian, that is the city of lions. As well, we've got part two of an interview with Dacha Bracha, which will be coming to the west coast of Canada very shortly to do some live performances. So stay tuned for that as well. We've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is Serhii Solony with another of Oles Bernik's poems. This is Bi Kozaki u Nebi, Battle of Cossacks in the Sky.
Біла хмара повстає на чорну хмару, небо грозиться, викрешує вогні. То чубаті козаки і яничари загукали, закружляли у борні. То чубаті козаки і яничари загукали, закружляли у борні. Гей, виблискують небесні ятагани, а над ними грізні списи січові. Наступають, гонять тучі нездоланно, шаленіють чи хлоп'ята лугові. Наступають, гонять тучі нездоланно, шаленіють чи хлоп'ята лугові. Ворожий голос буркає облесно, та дзвінкі удари чути на землі. до розковують невільників небесних, у між зоряних просторах ковалів. До розковують невільників небесних, у між зоряних просторах ковалів. Удалися чорні хмари яничари, мали нові стяги, мають як живі. Під небесна загорілася скутара, розпадаються хурди гівікові. Під небесна загорілася скутара, розпадаються хурди гівікові. Тихають сколо шмачені простори, позбиралися у небі козаки. І пливуть до січі через море білі чайки, чорносині байдаки.
Want to listen to Nash Holes without using your web browser? Well, it's very easy. Download Stitcher's Smart Radio for iPhone and Android.
Get your weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $95. That's $95 for a weekend pass to this cultural extravaganza in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 4th to 6th. CNUF is loaded with Ukrainian culture at its finest, featuring 3 days of music, dancing, food, and fun. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, Dauphin, Manitoba. See CNUF.ca for updates and like Canada's National Ukrainian Festival on Facebook.
Шиковбац, няню ж мій, няню, зробте мі ту волю, і те за мене служить на ту волю. Няню ж мій, няню, зробте мі ту волю, і те за мене служить на ту волю. Не піду я служить на ту волю, ні, не піду служить я за тебе. Кет ти прийшла карта, ід на воєнку, ід на войну служить сам за себе. Кет ти прийшла карта, ід на воєнку, ід на войну служить сам за себе. Мої камарата, чим те волю, іде за мене служить на ту войну, бо я іще младий, і младє дівча мам, як на веру чете, жетко вам дам. Бо я іще младий, і младє дівча мам, як на веру чете, жетко вам дам. Кем мі прийшла карта на рукавець, ставя музикантів до шиковбат. Гей ви музиканти, заграйте мі чарда, шай се відтанцюю свій младий час. Гей, ви музиканте, заграйте мій чарда, хай се відтанцюю свій младий час. Стали музиканти чардаш грати, але місяць очей сльози ляти. Ніхто не заплаче, ні отець, ні матка, лен за мном заплачуть три дівчатка. Ніхто не заплаче, ні отець, ні матка, лен за мном заплачуть три дівчатка. А єдна заплаче, бо я її брат. А друга заплаче, бо я її сват. А трета заплаче, бо плакати мусить, бо вона від мене перстень носить.
a treta sad plače. Oplakate mu se bovo navid mene, perstenj noset.
Забуду вас ніколи. як у сні я вас бачу. Ви смієтесь, а я плачу.
From Toronto, Ontario, that was Dunai from their second CD, Soundscape, and a song called Cari Occhi Chorni Brove, Hazel Eyes and Dark Brows, the quintessential mark of female beauty in Ukrainian tradition. And coincidentally or not, the song before them was by Migrena from Edmonton from a CD called Beauty is Not Contagious, and that song was Karta, the letter. Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам з Британської Колумбії в Канаді, говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, coming to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Павліна. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. Today, two perspectives on loss and memory. I close my eyes and I can hear the bells ringing. Each one rings differently. I can hear the splash of the fountains on the marketplace and the soughing of the fragrant trees, which the spring rain has washed clean of dust. It is coming up to 10 o'clock, and the place is so quiet that I can recognize the people going past by their footsteps as they hurry home for dinner. I recognize the footsteps of people who ceased to walk this earth long ago. There's no one but shades clacking their heels on the well-worn pavement slabs. So writes the Polish author Józef Witlin, conjuring up his native city of Lviv in his essay, My Lwów, which he wrote in exile in New York in 1946. The essay has been recently translated into a whimsically lyrical English by Antonia Lloyd-Jones and published in a haunting new book entitled City of Lions. Witlin was fortunate to escape. He was in Paris at the outbreak of World War II. After the collapse of France, he managed to escape via Portugal to the United States and continued writing. He passed away in 1976. Witlin was baptized and considered a Christian writer, but he always spoke openly of his connection to the Jewish world. Before the Second World War, he published reviews of Polish Jewish poetry and foreign literature on Jewish subjects. Critics consider that the Holocaust inspired some of his best poems. Witlin's wry and often joyful reminiscences of his city were those of an early 20th century Lviv still glittering with an imperial Austrian splendor. It was a city he called diversified, variegated, as dazzling as an oriental carpet. And it was a city that ceased to exist by 1945. City of Lions includes the matching essay My Lviv by Philippe Sands, an international legal expert and professor of law at University College London. Sands' essay echoes the Witlin text by providing a parallel meditation on a very different Lviv as it is today. What brought Sands to Lviv? He writes, I returned because of the darkness, not in spite of it. It felt like home, a place of origin, where family began. San's grandfather, Leon, was born in the city in 1904, but never spoke of it to his family. Sands came to see the wounds behind the silence. Sands observes, Le Vieux is an assault on the senses and the imagination. Much has been hidden, but nothing is lost, not completely, especially if you are willing to do your homework and search carefully. And search he did, discovering also that two giants in international law, both considered creators of the modern human rights movement, studied law at the pre-war Lviv University. Raphael Lemkin is famous as the man who invented the word genocide. Hirsch Lauterpacht created the concept of crimes against humanity. The writer Eva Hoffman, in her preface to City of Lions, notes that both essays are pervaded by a sense of the city's almost magnetic fascination and of great loss. Whitlin concludes his elegiac paean to Lviv with a phantasmagorical scene. Historic characters from the city's colorful past join forces in a surreally celebratory huge crowd that streams endlessly around the city center. Sands, in his ending, mirrors Whitlin's procession through the ghosts of Lviv. Sands, however, is more measured and skeptical, calling out the failure of those in today's Lviv to fully acknowledge all its history. Nonetheless, Sands admits the ineffable spirit of the city ultimately seduces him. Whitlin makes the rueful observation, yes, gradually our entire memory becomes a cemetery. Wherever it takes you, there are graves. Sands, in his 21st century update, reminds us that for entire populations, there were no graves. On one of his many trips to Lviv, he takes a stroll in the countryside outside the town of Jokva to ponder the fate of the local Jews on a fateful spring day in 1943. He writes, "There were ponds, two great sand pits filled with an expanse of dark water and mud and reeds that bent in the wind. We sat on the grass, watched the remains of the sun fall onto the dark, still water that stretched tight across the openings of the earth. Deep down, untouched for half a century or more, lay the remains of 3,500 people. Amongst them were members of Lauterpacht's family and of mine. The sun warmed the water, the trees pointed upward and away from the reeds, towards an indigo sky." City of Lions, with these two remarkable essays by Josef Whitlin and Philippe Sands, is published by the Pushkin Press in London and available in bookstores and on online booksellers. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Вістку до миленької принеси мені. Летів голуб, ой, летів сизий, летів рідную сторону.
Шукав дівчину чорнобривую, знайшов у полі калину. Шукав дівчину чорнобривую, знайшов у полі калину.
І калина в полі червона додолу листя схилила.
Тут та жовніре, тут та соколю, твоя надія схована. Тут та жовніре, тут та соколю, твоя надія схована.
Там у Львові на старім замку, там сизий голуб пролітав.
Молодий жовняр стояв на варті, сперся на крісла та й думав. Молодий жовняр стояв на варті, сперся на крісла та й думав. Молодий жовняр стояв на варті, сперся на крісла та й думав.
And speaking of Lviv, or more appropriately, singing of Lviv, after speaking about it, that was a group called Lvivsky Muzike, Musicians from Lviv, and a song about the city of Lviv, Oitam u Lvovi. Dacha Bracha is a world music quartet from Kyiv, a Ukrainian ethno-chaos band that is being acclaimed around the world for creating a world of unexpected new music, a transnational sound rooted in Ukrainian culture. Accompanied by Indian, Arabic, African, Russian, and Australian traditional instrumentation, the group mixes everything from pump rock to traditional Ukrainian songs. But it's been said that their live shows are what takes Dacha Bracha beyond mere curiosity to utter brilliance. And in a very short time, a lucky few on the west coast of Canada will be able to see for themselves. They'll be in Nanaimo at the Port Theatre on Wednesday, April 19th, and in Vancouver, April 21st, at the York Theatre. The Vancouver performance is sold out, but tickets are still available for the Nanaimo performance, and we have tickets to give away on air here at Nash Holas. We've given away 4 pairs already and have another 4 to give away on the Nanaimo edition of the show April 12th. So tune in to CHLY 101.7 FM on the radio dial or streaming online at chly.ca from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Dacha Bracha in Nanaimo, Wednesday, April 19th at the Port Theatre in downtown Nanaimo on the harbor. On last week's show, I shared the first half of a fabulous interview done at radio station KEMP in Seattle that was recorded in October of 2015. Here's part two.
Dacha Bracha, live in the studios. Would love to hear some more music, please. Daka Braka, live in the studios on Wopop KXP, Marko Halenievich on vocals and Darbuka, Irina Kovalenko on vocals, djembe and Zhileka, the reed instrument, Olena Cibulska on vocals, bass drum, and Nina Garnetska on vocals and cello. And I want to thank Ida for translating in Phoenix. The Cossack hat, the wedding dress, and the beautiful jewelry. Is there a statement with that, or is it just you're like, we need something to get on stage?
Чи значить, чи ваші всі строї щось? Що це? Чого так? Як завжди?
Ну, так от ми... Це все-таки цей образ вийшов з театру. Ми, коли дівчата одягнули шапки, спробували одягнути шапки, ми зрозуміли, що це гарно, і це може бути... Ну, і це якийсь, так, є, звичайно, цей зв'язок, якась така алюзія на козаків, на сильну таку українську традицію.
Yeah, this is our, like, theater experience.
Okay.
And then girls, like, wearing these hats, we understand that it's really nice. And, of course, it's a small connection with our powerful movement of Cossacks. Mm-hmm. But it's really, like, some stylization, some kind of stylization. It's not the traditional ones. No dresses, no hats. No, deliver it.
Okay. How are you received in at home? Is there other bands like you, or are you guys?
Як вас вдома сприймають? Чи є такі інші гурти, як ви?
Ну так, ну ми нас гарно сприймають вдома. Є люди, які люблять музику і поважають.
Yeah, some people like us at home also. Yeah.
Okay, but are there other bands? Are you part of a scene or?
Ну є, безумовно, люди, музика. Коли ми почали цим займатися, такої музики було досить мало, коли таких експериментів відвертих І вони не дуже добре сприймались на початку, безумовно.
When we just started 10 years ago, there was only several bands like who playing in world music stage, and at the beginning they were not accepted very well by different kind of audience, but now зараз що можна?
Да, тому що люди вважали, що, ну, автентичну пісню не можна псувати, і є зараз певна кількість людей, професіоналів, фольклористів, які займаються вивченням фольклору і вважають, що він мусить бути в цьому первозданному вигляді. Нам здається інакше.
Some professionals they also thought that we are like spoiled the folk music of 21. Not like saving it, but just changing it and make some experiments.
Але ми сподіваємось, що ми даємо якусь нове життя, нове дихання старим бабусіним пісням, які просто можуть померти або десь бути в архіві законсервовані.
But we think that we hope that we give some kind of new life, new breeze to this old music and make them actual for young generation, for young people, and in this way we try to save them.
Got it. Perfect. And you're succeeding. Thank you. We'd love to hear some more music, please.
Давайте ще. Ще
одна.
Дака Брака, Live in the Studios, Warp Up KXP. What's that about?
Про що ця пісня?
Це різдвяна, ви не пам'ятаєте. Вона, мабуть, святкова, теж ритуальна.
It's a Christmas song. З побажаннями все найкраще.
Just wishing all the best.
Okay, perfect.
Може, не вчасно, але зато...
Maybe not on time, because like not Christmas now, but...
Got it.
Ніколи зашкодить.
Так, щастя.
Це не зайве.
You present a very powerful figure, and your songs are funny.
Ви такі серйозні, а пісні дуже смішні.
Ми просто підібрали на радіо, тому що люди мають... Ну, це інший формат, я думаю. А ми могли б її зовсім інше зіграти.
Yeah, we can play some dramatic ones, but we think that maybe for the radio it can be a bit funny.
Okay, good.
У вас ж веселе радіо.
We could do drama. But on that note, the Ukraine is in the news, and... there's a lot going on there. What role does that play in your performance right now? Because we don't get a lot of Ukrainian bands. So when somebody comes in, you come in with not exactly a message, but there's stuff that people want to know about. What role does that play in what you're doing here right now?
Ситуація в Україні зараз, як впливає зараз наші концерти? Бо не так багато гуртів з України, тому, звісно, хочеться дізнатися, як...
Ну, ми, звичайно, розуміємо, що несемо якусь певну політичну місію, коли виступаємо останнім часом з концертами, але перетворювати концерти на політичні акції нам би не хотілося.
Yeah, of course we understand that we have some political message, of course, then they are somewhere brought off Ukraine. But we're not like political band and don't want to like change music into politics one, but we also want to always think some words about our situation in Ukraine.
В кожному концерті ми дякуємо людям за їхню увагу і говоримо про те, що світу потрібен мир, і нам потрібно зупинити Путіна. І це задача для всього світу.
But we always on all concerts we say that we need peace in our country and we just it's necessary to stop Putin and stop war in our country. Mm-hmm. It's the main message of.
Okay.
And we also always want to thank people for their support of our country.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
It means
a
lot. This is Wopop KXP. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your DJ and host. Thanks for tuning in. And thank you, Taka Braka, for coming
in. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks.
That was part two of a live in-studio interview at radio station KEMP in Seattle with Dacha Bracha, the ethno-chaos band from Ukraine that is making a sensation around the world. They'll be on the West Coast later this month. Their Vancouver show on April 21st is sold out, but tickets are still available for their Nanaimo performance on Wednesday, April 19th at the Port Theatre. And a reminder to tune in to the Nanaimo edition of Nosh Holos for a chance to win one of four pairs of tickets we'll be giving away to lucky listeners who call in on April 12th. And Nosh Holos Nanaimo airs every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon in English and from 12 noon till 1 p.m. in Ukrainian on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming online at chly.ca. And just a reminder that you are listening to Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network. I'm your host, Pavlina. Vyslyhujte radio передачу Nosh Holos Radio Krinskoho Korinia po mereži PCJ Radio. Hovorit Pavlina. Up next, a song from the internet, Kupime Cherevechke, Buy Me Boots.
Черевички, бо я панського роду, не ходила боса з роду, гей, 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 не ходила боса з роду, гей, 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 не ходила боса з роду, продай мені дві телиці, купи мені дві спідниці, бо я панського роду, не ходила гола з роду, гей, 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 не ходила гола з роду, гей, 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 не ходила гола з роду. Мили продавати, та на мило купувати, нічим хаті запалити, ніщо дітям і зварити. Гей, 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 ніщо дітям і зварити. Гей, 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 ніщо дітям і зварити. Поліз милий на гору, зістав ховати дугу, притягає додому, затягає на милу. Гей, 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 затягає на милу. Гей, 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 затягає на милу.
Get your weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $95. That's $95 for a weekend pass to this cultural extravaganza in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 4th to 6th. CNUF is loaded with Ukrainian culture at its finest, featuring 3 days of music, dancing, food, and fun. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, Dauphin, Manitoba. See CNUF.ca for updates and like Canada's National Ukrainian Festival on Facebook.
Коня коза молодий, плаче жаль, молода дівчина, іде коза з України. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Він, 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 дзвіночку степовий, жаль, вороночку. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Він, 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 дзвіночку містеповий, він, він, він.
Жаль, жаль, за милою,
за рідною стороною.
Жаль, жаль, серце плаче,
більше її не побаче. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Зін, 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 зіночку степовий, жаль, вороночку. Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Зін, 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 зіночку містеповий, зін, зін, зін.
Меду вина наливайте, як загину поховайте.
На далекій
Україні кола милої дівчини.
Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Зін, 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 зіночку степовий, жаль, вороночку.
Дівчинонька моя мила, а я тут в чужому краю не раз, не два її згадаю.
Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Звін, 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 дзвіночку степовий, жаль, вороночку.
Гей, 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 соколи, оминайте гори, ліси, доли. Звін, 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 дзвіночку містеповий, звін, звін, звін.
Ukrainian ensemble called Jidala with a Polish folk song appropriated by Ukrainians that was Hey Sokole, O You Eagles. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page. Нежами вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Легко гроші позичати, але тяжко віддавати. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is easier to borrow money than to return it. And that certainly is never more evident than in the month of April when people start to get together their tax returns. And with that, we've come to the end of this week's program. To take us to the end, we've got the Ambrose Brothers from Winnipeg and Willie's Polka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCG Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.